Hey everybody, welcome to Killing Time. This episode, this is not dedicated to finding entertainment that doesn't suck. Today, we're going to be playing a game. Now, if you don't know this, Juice Pop here, Florida Gator, not Crocodile. He is a movie expert of some kind. As in, he can expertly watch a movie.
I can't. I can watch a movie like nobody else on Earth.
It's unbelievable. He like sits there and then he watches it and he retains some information. It's really is a master work happening when you watch it. So that's what I do when we watch movies. I usually watch him watching the movie, which is really a stupid idea because the movie's over there. And like he's staring at the screen, so it makes no sense. But anyway, today we're going to play a game that doesn't have a title. We need a title for this. Rob, if you think of one, go ahead. This is the game where I give Juice Pop a title of a movie that is coming out sometime soon. And with the title alone, assuming he doesn't know the actual movie, he needs to come up with the plot. And then I will tell you what the plot is based on the descriptions I have.
Plotting titles.
Plotting titles? Plotting.
Plotting.
P-L-O-D-D. Okay. First one up. Fist fight.
Fist fight. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a remake of the 1980s classic 3 o'clock High, where you have the bully in school challenging the nerd to a fight after school at 3 o'clock.
Okay. That is not exactly right.
Okay.
Fist fight. This stars Ice Cube and Charlie Day with Tracy Morgan. On the last day of the year, Mild Manor High School English teacher Andy...
Hey, I got high school right. I'd just like to know.
That's why I said it wasn't quite right. See,
not bad, nice. Not bad.
A mild-mannered teacher, Andy Campbell, is trying his best to keep it together amidst senior pranks, a dysfunctional administration, and budget cuts that puts jobs on the line. But things go from bad to worse when he accidentally crosses his much tougher and deeply feared colleague, Ron Strickland, not related to Jonathan Strickland, who challenges Campbell... to an old-fashioned throwdown after school. News of the fight.
So the teachers fight.
That's correct. News of the fight spreads like wildfire and ends up becoming the very thing this school and Campbell needed. So clearly Charlie Day is playing the tougher guy.
Yeah, obviously. He's the thug guy, yeah. Okay.
The next one. So that, I'm going to give you half credit for that one because you got all right. High school down. Because fist fight could have gone any which way. To be honest, you could have gone like, okay, it's a boxing movie. It's MMA movie. It's something else. All right. Number two.
Yeah.
The Whole Truth.
It has something to do with a courtroom and a lawyer, or maybe two lawyers. Because, you know, truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. And a lawyer's trying to get a wife off for killing her husband.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you actually know this movie?
No idea.
Okay, here we go. Defense attorney Richard Ramsey, played by Keanu Reeves, takes on a personal case when he swears to his widowed friend, Loretta Lassiter, Renee Zellweger, that he will keep her son Mike, Gabriel Basso, out of prison. Charged with murdering his father...
Oh, I was really close.
I know
here.
Mike initially confesses to the crime, but as the trial proceeds, chilling evidence about the kind of man Boone Lassiter, Jim Belushi, really was comes to light. While Ramsey uses the evidence to get his client acquitted, his new colleague, Janelle, Gugu Mabetha Raw, I swear to God, I actually cut and pasted this from Apple because I don't know what that name is. I apologize, Gugu, tries to dig deeper and begins to realize that the whole truth is something she alone can uncover. You're getting you're getting one full point for that one because that's
that was pretty good.
You're pretty much dead on.
Wow, I was close, except it was the son, not the wife. Okay. Don't want to spoil it. It probably is the wife. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that's so you are at 1.5 out of 2.
Wow, this is my best ever. I've never done this well.
I don't think that one just sounded great. Okay, the third title, The Bounce Back.
The Bounce Back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bounce back. Some guy who was down on his luck finally has a life turnaround and now he's on top of the world until something comes and knocks him down.
Okay. I'm going to read out the description. Again, this is coming into theaters December 9th. And father, author, and relationship expert Matthew Taylor is on a whirlwind book tour promoting his new bestseller, The Bounce Back. He's got it all figured out until he meets the acerbic Kristen Peralta, a talk show circuit therapist who's convinced he's nothing but a charlatan. Matthew's life is turned upside down when he inadvertently falls for Kristen and has to face the painful truth of his past relationship. I'd say you're like, I'd say like 0.3 there.
Yeah, there's something in there.
Like,
yeah,
like you grazed the target. You just very close.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I picked a bunch of titles. One's supposed to be a softball. This one is the softball. Smurfs: The Lost Village.
It's a tale of the Smurfs seeking out their long lost village home.
Okay.
I mean, we got Papa Smurf leading it. We got Smurfette, you know, making sure everybody's needs are met, you know, the usual.
You are correct. In this fully animated all-new take of the Smurfs, a mysterious map sets Smurfette and her best friends Brainy, Clumsy, and Hefty on an exciting and thrilling race through the Forbidden Forest, filled with magical creatures to find a mysterious lost village before the evil wizard Gargamel does. That was one sentence, by the way. That's a very long sentence. Embarking on a roller coaster journey full of action and danger, the Smurfs are on a course that leads to the discovery of the biggest secret in Smurf history.
Wow.
Bonus question. Can you name one voice actor in Smurfs: The Lost Village that I have on this list, which is not really fair because it's not complete?
No, who do we got? Nobody.
I'll give you a hint. Some of the actors were on NBC Thursdays.
Allison Brie.
Ah, so close. Okay.
What do we got?
We got Demi Lovato. We got Rainn Wilson. Joe Mangiello. Jack McBrayer. Danny Pudi, who was on Community, and Mandy Patinkin. Of course, we got Mandy Patinkin. Okay, that's
Inigo Montoya.
And lastly, here we go.
Bring It.
No, Bring It is not on this list. The Beat Beneath My Feet.
The Beat Beneath My Feet. It's about an old guy who lives above a world-class drummer who's constantly drumming, and you know he really gets into the music and finds a new lease on life.
Okay. I really hope that's the actual plot, because you could actually still be right. Now, this is what the actual description is. The tale of a teenage loner who discovers that his unruly neighbor is really a disgraced rock god who died 8 years prior, owing a fortune in unpaid taxes. The boy agrees not to reveal the musician's secret on the condition he teaches him how to become a rock legend.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Now, here's where it gets fun. It stars as the dead rock god, Luke Perry.
Oh, ouch. There is no way that's going to be good.
That one sounds phenomenal at this point. I'm hoping Luke Perry is the drummer. He's just like, and then his neighbor's like, come on.
Epically bad. That's going to be epically bad.
Okay, so that you've got, I think, at least half a point there. So I wasn't keeping it. Let's say you got 0.5 for Fist Fight. Whole truth, you got the whole point. 1.5. You got 0.3 on the, no, 0.3 on you Bounce
said,
Back? Yeah.
You said 0.3 on Bounce Back.
So 1.8. Smurfs, you kind of nailed that one. We're at 2.8. And Beat Beneath My Feet, we're giving you 0.5. So you got 3.3 out of 5.
Nailed it.
That is very impressive on the Plotting the Plots.
Nice.
Is that what the show, that's what it should be called? Plotting the Plots, right?
Plotting the Plots. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So that's this little mini thing. Do you have time for one more?
Bring It.
It's still not Bring It. It's Shut In. It's called Shut In.
Shut In. It's about an agoraphobic woman who is forced to leave the house because she has an intruder.
This is like 0.9. Okay, here we go. Shut In is a heart-pounding thriller starring Naomi Watts as a widowed child psychologist who lives an isolated existence in rural New England. Caught in a deadly winter storm, she must find a way to rescue a young boy before he disappears forever. I was like, oh, intruder, save?
Oh.
Wow.
So close.
0.9 on that one. That's just a bonus, bringing it up to 4.2. I mean, you had nothing to lose on that one because it's not like your score could go down. That was incredible. Shut in. Coming November 11th, 2016, starring Naomi Watts, Oliver Platt. I don't know who Olivia Platt is. Who I've also seen once at Times Square. I mean, just walking. He wasn't like in a show or something because that's just weird. Anyway, this is where we think. Thanks, Juice Pop, for playing the game, plotting the plots. Incredible performance. And you had no prior knowledge about any of the stuff we talked about.
No, I have never heard of any of those movies.
There you go.
And I'm guessing I never will again either.
I don't know. I think you're going to be first in line for Fist Fight with Charlie Day. Or The Whole Truth, since you apparently wrote the movie. You might not see that one. So.
No need.
I think that does it for this episode of Killing Time, where we have plotted the plots. Plots is a fun word.
Plots. Right.